You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFM for Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merle Knight, the Boston Medium. Ooh, it's Tuesday. You're here. We are here. It is a magnificent, beautiful day, and I am so excited. So excited. Today's going to be an incredible show. Ugh, jam-packed with so many things going on in the spirit world brought to us by spirit. Yes, but it is 6:05, and guess what we're doing? We're going to start with the meditation ASAP. Afterwards, I'm going to tell you everything about what's going on, everything to our playlist, whose spirit, what musician, what dead musician came in to talk. Oh, we're going to do this. So just get nice and cozy. Oh, that Red Bull just rocked my world, by the way. So I can't say I'm not even on anything. I'm not. I'm just on Red Bull. Red Bull. Just kidding. I'm kidding. Do you know that Red Bull tastes like Fruity Pebbles to me? Am I the only one? Anyways, God crack. Let's get roots from your feet all the way down to the center of the core of the earth and tie tight. And as we are tying our roots from our feet so eloquently to the earth plane, we're going to imagine these beautiful roots like they are roots in a tree, and they're just coming from our feet. So right now we can envision ourselves. Let's vision ourselves right now in a beautiful, beautiful open field. And right next to us is a beautiful row of cornfields. Let's envision ourselves in the bright, beautiful sunshine, clear blue sky. You can see the crows and the biplanes passing by, and the tall, beautiful corn. The tall, beautiful, beautiful stalks that rise above your head. The crops that just go endlessly and endlessly. The farmland that is vast. Let's imagine ourselves out somewhere in the Midwest in this beautiful, beautiful country. We're sitting outside. Imagine yourself in a beautiful home, the beautiful rocking chair on a porch, and just taking in the scenery of this beautiful cornfield. My soul and my energy wants to channel the beautiful Midwest right now, wants to channel these beautiful, beautiful feeling of being here in the cornfields. Taking in life, taking in the beauty of just being alive and being whole. Taking in the effervescence of our youth and childlike energy that comes in when we are having an invitation to come play and imagine. Now, as we're grounded, we get up and we notice we are guided towards the cornfield, and we walk into the beautiful tall maze. It's so cinematic. It's so sunny. It's like a movie. You can hear the wonderful biplanes pass by. And you look up and you see the playful scarecrow that stands tall. The scarecrow is not representing anything scary. It is actually representing youth. It is representing the recycling of life and death. As scarecrows are here to scare crows. But what are crows? They represent transitioning, as we like to call, as we say, as traditionally is known as death, but it is actually known as the rebirth. The beautiful black energy, recycle, rebirth, the scarecrow and the crow is one. Repelling death, bringing it about, repelling, bringing it about, the circle of life. Right now, you are joining in to this beautiful invitation to be opened and centered, and to have yourself open up to the most greatest possible beauty and joy you could possibly imagine. Right now, you are making the beautiful invitation to know yourself on a deeper metaphysical level. You can see the beautiful, beautiful sky. See here, there's no cities, there's no buildings, there's no tall skyscrapers that block the sun. All there is that is taller than you is the beautiful corn, the corn stalks and the cornfield. But yet it does not even hide the sun. It shines and beautifully harvests. What are you experiencing right now? Do you have visitors? Do you have a certain extraterrestrial visitor around you in your highest safety? Are you remembering being an extraterrestrial? Are you remembering your beautiful starseed self? See, we came to these cornfields today to remind us about the vastness of our starseed alien self. And remember that we are always home. There is no homesick. You are always home. You are an extension of home that always is. What is home? Home is that place where you are secure, grounded at all times, and protected. That home within a home within your heart that helps you to become comfortable in your skin always. It helps you to express yourself when you want to express yourself during troubling times or difficult times, or maybe times where you feel you don't deserve to speak. That place of home is that place that tells you you are worthy and deserving, because even if you are rejected in the outside world, you will always be accepted and loved and belonging in the inside. In the inside world is where spirit lives. The inside world is where God is, where the infinite magnificent self lives. Immortal, you're immortal here. And we understand that there are different shades of characteristics and costumes and roles and different parts of our being that are here to be displayed through the illusion to help create. But it is not our true self. It is a playful tool, a wonderful, beautiful coat of armor, this body, a wonderful coat of armor, this gender, race, physical traits. They're a wonderful costume for the temporary experience that you have on Earth to express. But we remember when we come here in meditation, we have no costume. We are pure infinite spirit. A beautiful spark of light, omnipresent and powerful, can be human and spirit all at the same time. Or can be neither, can be in without the trees, the mountains, the birds, the bees. We are all here at once. And we come back here in the cornfields. And we're realizing to be protected. Beautiful love of angels and spirit connect with us. They come to our aid and surround us with protection, love, and joy. They help us to understand how beautiful and loved we are. They help us to understand our magic. And in this moment, you are free. You are always free. But at times when you don't feel free or you feel confined, you just come back here at home. You'll always home. Home is inside of you. Home are those red ruby slippers that Dorothy wore and clicked 3 times whenever she wanted to go home, and you have that. Don't ever forget you have those ruby red slippers. Now, as we settle in and we come back from the cornfields, as we come back from walking through the cornfields and washing and clearing and hearing ourselves, healing, getting the energy of spirit, getting everything we need to be rejuvenated, all the tools we need. Imagine Glenda, the good witch. Imagine that's your spirit guides, giving you all of the tools and guidance and love and kindness and compassion that you need to come back to planet Earth and be you, solid. In this light, you hold the light, you hold the incredible light. You will always be this light. Express it. And when you're ready, open up your eyes and give a nice big smile. Woo! That was fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me in that beautiful meditation. I hope you could be able to feel home, feel connected, and remember where you came from. That beautiful star seed that you were born on and came to this planet to help and be of service, to help our world be brighter, because your soul is beautiful. Doesn't that feel good? It feels good. It feels good, to be okay. So, what do we have? What do we have right now in this beautiful, majestical moment? So, what is this show about today? Adam Yacht from the Beastie Boys was in my dream. So, I had a dream that this was Monday night. He came to my house and it was interesting. I was trying to take a picture of him, actually, and I couldn't take a picture. And I realized he needed his two band members with him. And at first, I was literally explaining to him that I was explaining to Adam Yacht's spirit that I could talk to his spirit, which was interesting. And then the two other members, you know, Mike D, Ad-Rock, came in and he told me I need to talk to them. Can you shout out on your radio show that from Beastie Boys, Adam would like to say hello. So if anyone's listening, if the two members from the Beastie Boys are listening, Adam was in my dream and he wants to talk to you guys. So if you're ever open to it, I'm sure you are. And I'm sure you've had visitations. I am not disclosing that. Disclosing? I mean, brain work. Sorry, when I go into opening mode and channel mode, sometimes my brain turns into mush because all I am receiving right now is being open to messages or whatever needs to come in, and everything is, it's like being in the dream world again. So that was this message, just in case you guys are listening. I'm serious. Like, no, I know it sounds crazy, but I rarely get dreams where the spirits are asking me to tell people that I can talk to them, that they want to talk to them. You know, some people, it's happened. I'm going to be honest. I don't really like doing that a lot because I'm like, okay, am I getting into your business? I'm just a medium though. So I'm just a medium. I'm just a messenger. So anyhows, he gave me an electric bass and he played the bass. But that was interesting. But so when I see this and I'm incorporating all of this, I'm like, oh my God, he's totally trying to help me make music and he's totally trying to help me to play bass more. But what it's funny is that I practice every day. So I guess he's just trying to help me to like really, really start. He's just pushing, make that music on a channel through you. And I'm like, oh yeah. So, and then with that, I had a dream there was a spirit here at WFO. It was a woman. And she was like, I'm going to be in the studio with you while you're spinning. And I was just like, wait. And it was so weird because I was like, oh, you're going to produce the show? It's okay. I produce it. She's like, no, I'm going to be in the back. And she pointed to the little room. And I'm like, oh my God. See, the average person would get so creeped out by this, but I'm not. And I've seen her and I've seen what she looks like. And she's totally in here. She's totally in the studio. But she was giving me a heads up beforehand, apparently. So there weren't any surprises, and I could understand what was going on today. Also, the sugar cubes, I don't know if you noticed, I played some sugar cubes. They're from Iceland. And that was Bjork's band in the 80s before she became, you know, before she became solo. So that I had a dream that I was taking the vinyl out, which I did. I took the vinyl from the WMFO collection and started playing that. So that, and then it doesn't end when that spirit, the woman whose spirit was in my dream, while she was here and I was actually showing her how to use the record player, all I could hear was 80s and 90s hip hop like blasting out. So we're gonna have some, I'm gonna have my favorites like Slick Rick and Tupac, and you know, we're just gonna, you know, it's gonna be good. This is gonna be a great show, and we have the Shamanic Journeying at 7:05. So, yes, I decided to keep doing that because it's been really good, it's been really healing, and it's been helpful. So, please, please stay tuned. We're here till 8 p.m. This is gonna be a great show. I love you so much. So we're gonna start, we're gonna kick this because I do Beastie Boys Fight for Your Right to Party. A lot for karaoke. So this is for you, Adam. And yeah, the other two members of the Beastie Boys, if you're listening, Adam was in my dreams, the spirits of my dreams. He totally wants to talk to you guys. If you guys are listening, call up the show. Hey, you never know. You never know. I'm not going to not do it. Like, I'm not. Anything is possible. So, you know, anything's possible. So, as they say, kick it! Woo! Kick it!
Class. Scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
Look at the chart! The radio waves! They are depleted!
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, Attention Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. You all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good. There lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another
Stick
and another,
Stick
and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know, the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he starts to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed
Sorry.
Him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
What? In a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow or your soul gets cast. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Listening to Paranormal Playground Sounds, 91.5 FM, WMFM, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. Oh my god, I'm loving this. I'm loving the playlist. I'm so happy that Spirit wanted me to play all this awesome music. Oh my god. The Slick Rick children's story. How many of you remember that? Reminiscing, Beastie Boys, Intergalactic, oh my god, the Sugar Cubes, Blue Eyed Pop, Beastie Boys, Fight for Right to Party, and the Sugar Cubes Planet. We got lots and lots and lots more. There's so much more coming in. Oh my god, this is wicked, wicked excited. Excited? See, I can't even talk, it's so exciting. Oh my goodness. Anyways, we're here till 8 p.m. May I remind you that 7:05 is the shamanic journey. Ooh, I'm so excited. I'm loving the vibes today. I'm definitely loving this playlist is sick. And I can say that with all confidence because Spirit made it. Spirit totally made this playlist. Yeah. Anyways, I hope you're loving everything that's going on, because as much as I am, This is a joy to do. I'm so over the moon grateful to be here, and I'm grateful to have you, and I'm just grateful that we are sharing this beautiful planet together and experiencing this here on the Paranormal Playground Sounds. Everything that's going on, everything that is in the works, and there's so much love. There's just so much love. Let's just have love. My God, it feels good. Doesn't it feel good? It feels good. It feels good to feel good, doesn't it? Yes. Speaking of feeling good, this is definitely a feel good song. Very vital. Let's do this with Run DMC.
Say is please me or spend some time and rock a rhyme. I said it's not that easy.
It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time is tricky.
How is it, Dave?
It's tricky,
tricky, tricky.
It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time is tricky. Tricky, tricky, tricky. In New York, the people talk and try to make us rhyme. They really hawk, but we just walk because we have no time.
Squeaky clean. was still clean.
This does not exist, but if he does, he want to get down from the clouds. First massive hand fingers, then purple hands, more silent than silence and slower than slow, damning towards me.
Oh.
Good afternoon, or good evening. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the boss, Dayton Medium, here. Paranormal Playground sounds, and we are here. We got another hour of this fantastic, beautiful day, and the sun is out. The sun is shining. Look at that sun setting. Look at that beautiful, beautiful sun that came out just for us. It came out just for us, just so we can bask in this beauty, beauty. I wish you were out earlier when I was outside. I gotta use that sunshine and that vitamin D. Come on. Hook it up, Mr. Sun. Hook it up next time I go outside, please. Anyways, this has been a phenomenal hour, and I just want to remind you, at 7:05, in about 15 minutes, we're going to do the shamanic journeying. I got my shamanic drums and playing instruments live on the air, pushing. The spirit is pushing me to play live on the air, and that's just where this is, and that's where we're heading, and that's what we're doing, and I love it. And we can incorporate God, the God self, and really develop who we are here, and I'm so glad we're here together on the shamanic journey and everything that's going on, Adam Yacht Spirit. Thank you for this energy, Adam. Thank you for all the spirits that were participating in this today to make Paranormal Playground Sounds happen for everybody and everybody who's listening. This is just in a magic. Yo, I straight up just made up my own word. I just went in a magic. I tried to put imagine and magic together, and I just made up a word, in a magic. And I'm going to keep saying it, in a magic, in a magic, in a magic, in a magic. Oh, feels good. It feels good to be alive. It really does. It feels really good just feeling it, taking it in, just, you know. And I'm so sorry that it's been very rainy and gloomy. I've actually been in a good mood. I've actually have not minded it. I mean, if it was a couple years ago, you know, years and years ago, and it rained all of June, I would have been pretty upset. I am very copacetic with it, actually, because I'm actually very busy these days. And so I am like, oh, well, I don't have to feel bad that I'm missing out on the sunshine outside due to how busy everything is. So, meow, 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 meow. Let's make cat noises randomly. Meow, 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 meow. We're randomly making cat noises because we are feeling good. Woo! 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 Oh my goodness, that meditation was supposed to calm my buns down. It just made it even worse. Just kidding. In a good way. Girls, ding, 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 ding. So what do we have here on the playlist? We have the Beastie Boys with Girls, the Sugar Cubes with Deuce, Slick Rick Children's Story. And yeah, we're going to have more Beastie Boys, tons of Beastie Boys, more old school hip hop, and the Sugar Cubes. I'm so glad the vinyl is here. It's so good. So to the spirit who is here, that the woman, I hope you're having fun. Whatever you're doing, whatever God sent you to do here, I can't imagine. I have some kind of idea. But whatever she sent you here to do, I thank you for doing your job, because I can feel you and stuff's feeling good. It felt so good. I almost swore on the air. Just kidding. Feels good. So what do we have? What do we have? What's coming up after this? Da, na, 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 na. Let's see. It's Sugar Cubes next. What's next on the Sugar Cube agenda? We had Deuce, Sick for Toys. Okay, Sick for Toys. Okay. Delicious Demon. Delicious Demon! I like that. I like all of that, you know. So, again, remember to tune in every... By the way, if you're just tuning in, it's 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Mariah Merlinite, the Boston Medium. And please join me for special edition Sunday service, 1 p.m. I'm going to be there for like 2 hours next week. I'll let you know, but it's always 1 p.m. Sundays, and then 6 to 8 p.m. here. And I'm here, and I'll be here every Wednesday, newest edition, behind the scenes to the Mikey D Show, which is really exciting, really fun. I'm going to be helping out getting the bands, getting their music out into the airwaves. So I'm behind the scenes, helping out with the sound. I like it. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. It shows a lot of fun. So, yeah, I can't get enough WMFO. Love it here. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Kisses and hugs. All right, let's get into this. So this is actually my favorite Sugar Cube song, and it's very good. I think this is their most popular song, Birthday, but it's so good. So sit back, relax, and enjoy.